Your reaction to today's win here in Bangor, David?
Yeah, pleased. 3 points. 3 points was all that mattered today. I thought we controlled the game without ever being too dominant. But I thought the best chances had come along in the game. We had them. So Jimmy scored a big goal leading into half time, and sort of knocked the stuffing out of them before half time. But they come out and fair play to ours. I had a go in the second half, but thought we were very professional today and always looked like winners.
Two goals for Jimmy and one disallowed. Could have been a hat-trick.
Probably should have been a hat-trick. I looked at it and say sometimes I look at it with a Linfield hat on, but I didn't see there was too much contact considering what sometimes goes on in penalty areas. But say Jimmy's capable of scoring goals. Say we're capable of scoring set plays throughout the team, and say if the delivery's right, we've got players who want to score goals, and Jimmy proved that today.
Gareth Dean came in for a rare start this season but looked very assured, didn't he?
Yeah, he certainly did, and again I was pleased with Gareth, and it's not as if, you know, if Roy is injured or he misses a game, you know there's any concern, because I know Gareth's capabilities, I know how good he is, and obviously him and Roy have obviously struck up good partnership since he's been here, so Gareth's learning all the time too. He's still young in terms of goalkeeping, but he's more than accomplished a goalkeeper, and said no fear putting Gareth in before the game today.
And strong performances right across the pitch. Jamie Mulgrew in midfield, you know, stood out, as did a lot of standard.
Yeah, I don't think we were, you know, brilliant today. I don't think we were at our free flowing best that you sort of hope for. But say coming here, and other teams have struggled to come here, and you know, it's not the easiest sort of pitch and surroundings to play in. But so I thought we were very professional today, and more than deserved the 3 points.
It's now, you know, the start of a big run of fixtures, starting with Ballymena, and there's Glens and Crusaders on the horizon. But we'll look no further than Ballymena next Saturday.
Yeah, certainly one to look forward to. Believe they had a good result today, coming back down at the Oval, so they'll be coming full of confidence. I say we're going in there full of confidence too. We've got players in good form, the squad are in a good place, and hopefully come 5:10 next week, we'll have the 3 points tucked away. That's the aim.
It's, you know, it's all about competition for places. It's all about getting fit players back into the squad again. But there's a good buzz and feel-good factor around the place, isn't there?
Yeah, no, there is. And the players are working hard. And even the players that don't play, they're working hard during the week. And they work hard after the game if they haven't done enough when they do get on. So, you know, these are players when they are ready or when they're needed, they need to be ready. And the players are buying into that. So it's not about one person or 11 people. It's about a squad, and we've got a good squad. And you know, they're backing each other in the minute, and they're backing it up more importantly at the minute on the pitch, by winning games.
And a good crowd of blue men here today on a day when they could have been out Christmas shopping.
Yeah, fair play to them. Again, I was speaking to people at Ards before the game, and they were pretty glad to see a decent day down here. You know, and plenty of blue men, because it helps other clubs like ours. And fair play to ours, they're a good club, and a credit to them, the people that run the club, the people that, you know, manage the place, because say they come up from the championship last year, and they were, I know, speaking to them before the game, they were certainly pleased to see the blue men come through the gates today.
And you must have one eye to the future in January when the transfer window opens. You must have any thoughts on that?
You're always looking. Say as a club, you're always on the lookout for players who fit into not only the team sort of shape and the way we want to play and go on me as a manager, but they also have to fit into what's required at Linfield. And I say it's not an easy club to come and play for, and some people have come here with big names and sort of left with their tails between their legs. So it's sometimes hard to. I've spoken to players since I've been here about wanting to play for Linfield, and sometimes it's not an easy call for some players, because the pull and the pressure sometimes maybe playing for Linfield sways them to a slightly easier opportunity and go and play softer football in a smaller club.
Well done today, David, and all the best for a huge run again starting next Saturday.
Thanks, Andy.